On the 16th of February, just over 3 months ago, I was driving my truck westbound on Villard. I got tied up at a session of training with my staff for our website, and I was on my way to bury Shane Griever, that 30-year-old who died tragically at Stevenson's funeral home. He didn't die at Stevenson's funeral home. The funeral was at Stevenson's funeral home. I want to clarify that for John. He may hear about that. Anyway, as your coffee circles reminded you, my name was in the newspaper for speeding. And I was, he knew who I was, and I told him where I was going, and he cited me, and I was actually late for the funeral. Be careful, there's still a section on Villard, which is 25 miles an hour. They patrol that. It's a nice little moneymaker for the city. In any event, I thought I was in the traffic flow. And it reminded me of the story of the man that was speeding with about a dozen or so vehicles on the freeway. The highway patrol took chase to the group and pulled this one man over, cited him. And at the end of the signature for the ticket, the man said to the patrolman, officer, I was in a group of about 12 cars going the same speed. It's really not fair that I got the ticket. And the patrolman asked the man, have you ever gone fishing? Sure, the man said. And the patrolman grinned and said, do you ever catch all the fish? Remember that, okay? There's not safety in numbers. Today we celebrate the ascension. Before our Lord ascends into heaven, he tells his disciples to proclaim the good news of salvation. Our Lord emphasizes that this good news is to be proclaimed to the whole world, to every creature, to all the fish. And the only criteria for salvation is belief in the gospel. And those who believe, the Bible tells us, will exhibit signs that they believe. And then our Lord has only one more thing to do in the Gospel of Mark, and that is to ascend into heaven. Only one sentence in the Gospel of Mark describes his glorious ascension to his place of honor and glory, where our Lord still is and will forever be. Imagine the disciples of our Lord watching him leave. The Bible doesn't tell us that they grieve or linger. Instead, they are inspired and they immediately proclaim the gospel to all the fish, to every creature, or at least they attempt to do so. They do so because our Lord is still with them. Although he's not physically with them, he is still with them, inspiring them, sustaining us, and encouraging us. We need to remember that. We've never seen our Lord, but our Lord is inspiring us, encouraging us, and sustaining us as the disciples were nearly 2,000 years ago. Jesus hopes to catch all the fish. He is able to catch all the fish. But the Bible tells us he won't catch all the fish. because there will be some who will not believe. There will be some who will not be baptized. I was in Savannah, Georgia this past week. I mean, talk about hot and humid, and it's only May. I attended a conference for Catholic facility managers. The company that cut the medallions on our floor featured our church at this national show, and they invited me down. Never been to Savannah before. On the way back, I read this USA Today article about how the United States has less Christians. It's probably not surprising with everything going on. This article said that the percentage of people who describe themselves as believers in Christ fell 8 points. From 78 to 70%. They're not going anywhere. The group of non-believers is what is increasing. 23% of Americans believe in nothing. Either our Lord is a liar, or that's a dangerous group to be in. You believe. You exercise your belief by going to Mass. As our Lord ascends into heaven, and as we are here saying we hope to follow, let us be thankful for our belief. Let us at least be thankful for fish who are caught. Amen.